Let's go to James 3:6. And the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity. So one of the areas where iniquity or the sins that are passed down hangs out, has power, has authority, is in your tongue. That's one reason God wants you to speak with tongues. That's why he wants you to let go of the iniquity in your tongue and let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you and have your tongue speak the heavenly language. All right. So, and the Bible says, and the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity. So the tongue is set among our members, spotting all the body, inflaming the course of nature and being inflamed by hell. For every species of beast, both indeed of birds, creeping things, sea animals, is tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one of man, not one of men, is able to tame the tongue. It is an unrestrainable evil, full of death-dealing poison. Well, this sounds great. By this we bless God and the Father, and by this we curse men, having come into being according to the image of God. All right. This is where some of you who have an issue with cursing, and it doesn't matter to me that the cursing only goes off when somebody pushes your button. Let's get rid of the button. But if somebody can make you curse, you have it from iniquity. You have the sin in you of profanity. You have the sin in you of violence and cursing and contention and strife. Okay? And it lets loose. And the devil uses your tongue to curse people, to curse your own children, to curse your family, to curse your marriage, to curse your friends. And so this is horrible. This isn't just a little thing. Just because you, in America, everyone seems to be giving into this iniquity these days, and you hear cursing everywhere you go, it's not a funny thing. It's not a little thing. When you read James, you realize this is a very serious fruit of iniquity in your heart. And we've got lots of teaching on this. And I really encourage you to get the teaching on the book of James to go deeper in this. It goes on, verse 10, James 3:10. Out of the same mouth, okay, this shows you that he's talking to Christians, okay? Out of the same mouth comes forth blessing and cursing. My brothers, it is not fitting for these things to be so. Does the fountain out of the same hole send forth sweet and the bitter? My brothers, a fig tree is not able to produce olives or vine figs. So neither can a fountain produce both salt and sweet water. Who is wise and knowing among you? Thank you very much. Let him show his works by his good behavior, his meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy, contention in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This is not wisdom coming down from above. It's earthly, beastly, devilish. For where jealousy and contention are, what did we say contention was? We studied that one time. Let's look it up. I want to get into this a whole lot because we've gone over this and gone over this. But sometimes some of this stuff will start getting stirred up that you thought you dealt with because you're really getting down to the very root of it. You're getting down that was something that was passed on. And at that point, you need to re-listen to the tapes. There we go. Strife, struggle, a violent effort to obtain something. It's strife in words or debate, quarreling, angry contests, a struggle, a power struggle, conflict, dissension, disagreement, debate, has competition in it, discord, perverse. Let me look up strife because that's all over here too. So contention is basically a violence. It's a violence in you that struggles to have your way. It's a violence in you that debates things, that wants its way. It's a violence in you that speaks forth. And it's a violent method of getting something you want. So get this. Contention is where you've given in to the enemy to get what you want. And you use a violence in your mouth, or it can be a violence in your action, but you have embraced violence to get your way. It can be very manipulating. It can be very controlling. It can be very threatening. Contention would be if you are a person who says, if you do that again, I'm going to spank you. instead of just going over and spanking them. They'll catch on. If they do that again, they're going to get spanked. God told me a long time ago when I was first growing in the things of God and had young children at home, he said, quit threatening them. He took me to the scripture about masters don't threaten your slaves. But truthfully, parents have the same authority over their children as a slave master used to have over his slaves. In other words, your children don't have any rights. And so, especially in the Bible days. And so what it's saying there is don't threaten them. Don't make them live under a threat. Don't push their buttons. Don't provoke them. Teach them. If you do this, you get this result. If you do this, you get that result. Therefore, it's very clear. There's no contention. There's no arguing. There's no fighting back and forth. Okay? So contention, strife, struggle, violent effort to obtain something or to resist a person, claim, or injury. Okay? And then strife, exertion or contention for superiority. Trying to be more intellectual or physical than someone else. So strife is a power struggle. Strife is someone trying to prove that they are dominant over someone else or they are superior over someone else. Contention is the verbal abuse or taken in violence to try to get your way. So to try to be superior, to try to be in control. Both of these are about you trying to be in control instead of God being in control. Okay? This is iniquity. This comes for some people. This is something really big in your family line. There's a lot of cursing in your family. There's a lot of screaming. You'll hear people say, people even make jokes on sitcoms where everybody in the whole family yells at each other and they all act like that's okay. That's what our family does. It's not okay. So if this is something that you thought was okay, if your father curses, if he curses television or he curses certain things or it's just, oh, that's just him. No, it's iniquity. It's iniquity. Don't agree with it. Don't say that's okay. Don't say it's something that's tolerable. Don't accept it yourself. I've had people even ministry-wise, not also in other situations, but I've had people come and start cussing at me. You know, like, well, Ben, I said, you don't talk. We had a drunk homeless man come into the thrift store. And he had a devil in him, of course, more than one. And he started cursing. I said, don't you talk like that around me. I said, I'm not tolerating it. I said, I don't deserve that. I said, I'm here helping people. And I want the respect that I deserve. And I will not tolerate that. And he stopped and apologized and said, forgive me. And I said, you're not going to come in here and run off your mouth. And a few times I've had some demons and you guys go off and try to curse at me. And I just bind it and take authority over it. And I will not allow demons to curse at me. In people or in people who think it's them doing it. Or even in people who are totally possessed by demons and we know it's a demon doing it. Okay? I don't allow my children to talk back to me, to talk ugly to me. So this is very serious stuff. The times you give into this stuff, the times you justify this stuff, the times you say that it's okay, you know, they pushed you or you went through something bad. Let me tell you what, there's no time to ever come in agreement with the devil and his methods. Ever. 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 And let me say this, if you blame someone else, you got it. And you can continue to blame someone else, and nothing that we're going to do here is going to help you. You will hurt somebody. You will cuss out your family. You will abuse your children. You will attack people that you love. Because as long as you keep blaming somebody else, you are doing Satan's number one coping mechanism. You are passing the buck instead of stopping and getting free. Now, we're going to be really honest. I know we're going to go on this much, but I guess we are. So we'll just do what we're going to do, and that's what we're doing. Hallelujah. I want everyone in this room, and I don't care if you've been set free from it, if you have ever moved in contention, if you have ever screamed and yelled and lost it, and you know it wasn't just human anger, but it was something Satan was trying to either get a hold of to take to a further place, or you know that he's taken it to a further place, and this iniquity has gotten into your family line, I want you to raise your hand. Well, gosh, you guys, you're not alone. Now, there are a few people who this is not an issue in their family line. They probably shove things really deep, or they handle it with manipulation. I mean, everybody has this junk one way or the other till you get free. And I'm glad everybody doesn't have everything. Now, a lot of people, like, I got free from this. I got free from this when Lauren was about 2 years old.